So the Gemara Shalmi in Makos, Parak Beis, Halacha Vav, says that tshuva predates the world. Tshuva kadma li'olam alpaim shana. There are certain types of experiences in our life which are immortal, which are beyond, they're cosmic. Torah. Torah doesn't reside in this world. The world resides in Torah. It's hard to imagine that. When we say, Baruch Kavod Hashem, Nukom Hashem, it's a makom ha'olam. What does that mean? This is your makom. You're in this place. Imagine Google Earth. Panning out. You're in this room, you pan out a little. You're on this mountain, you pan out a little more. You're in Alon Shvot, pan out a little more. You're in Israel, pan out a little more. You're in the Middle East, pan out a little more. This part of the globe, pan out a little more. You're in the Earth, pan out a little more. You're in this galaxy. That's your place. You have a place. You're located. You're fixed. Imagine the entire cosmos being within Hashem. Just like this is your container, Hashem is the container of the entire cosmos. Hashem is the Makomo Shalom. Hashem is Makom. Hashem is place. So just imagine your relationship to place is the cosmos' relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Torah is Hashem's will. It has nothing to do with this world. It's the only experience in this world you're going to partake of in the next world. The next world will have no body, no food, no sports, no culture, no profession. Nothing of our experiences will be perpetuated in the next world. It'll all seem strange. It'll seem odd. We won't have bodies. The only experience in this world that carries over is the immortal one, studying Hashem's will. Studying Hashem's Torah. What we're doing, we're trying to tackle, we're trying to train ourselves, we're trying to condition ourselves. So it makes sense for Torah to predate the world. It makes sense for Mashiach to predate the world. The world isn't just created to run its course so that animals can procreate and empires can rise and fall. It's a redemptive terminus. There's a purpose for human beings to recognize Hashem, and we are the spearhead of that purpose. We suffer for that, but we struggle for that. To represent Hashem in this world. Anti-Semitism is not an anecdote of history. Anti-Semitism is hotwired to history. Because we are a moral messenger. People don't like the message, so you shoot the messenger rather than listening to the message. So it makes sense. Beis HaMikdash. Machon l'shivtcha pa'alta Hashem. We say every day in Nazir Yashu, Hashem created the Beis HaMikdash. Kad Malil. The Gemara says himself seven things before. But tshuva? Tshuva is a human experience. Without man, there is no freedom of choice. Without freedom of choice, there is no purpose nor ability for tshuva. So of all the objects and experiences predating the world, tshuva is the most odd. Not only should it not predate the world, it shouldn't even predate man's fall, because before man sins, there's no need for tshuva. So tshuva should be born 12 hours into creation when man sins. That's the natural genesis point of tshuva. What does the Yishalmi mean when tshuva predates the world by 2,000 years? So the Rav talked about this a lot. Tshuva's magic. I mean, it's tshuva's magic. Imagine committing a crime, standing up in court, and confessing heartfelt, sincerely, that you were a rapist, or murderer, or terrible criminal. Okay, the judge could grant you clemency, but all sense of decency and justice were determined that you have to serve your time, and pay your penalty, reparate. I mean, you can't just exonerate the past. You can't walk back into the past and change it. Past is past. Again, we could choose to apply certain lenient standards, a type of reformative prison sentence rather than a punitive prison sentence, but basically there are basic rules of policy. Our world is governed by rules. Rules of biology, rules of physics, rules of, and those rules are absolutely vital to us. You want to get up and go to the bathroom now, Avi. What guarantees that the tile under your foot will hold you awake? The rules of physics, the rules of math. Hashem inserted all these systems into our world at the point of creation. And they create the ambience, they create the fabric of our reality. Our biological rules, physiological rules, chemical, physics, math. And then there are rules that are less concrete, but they're nonetheless rules that more or less steady our experiences. More or less, let's say, the world of psychology. It isn't concrete, it's not an A leads to B. But by and large, if you show love to your child, he'll turn out to be a healthy citizen. If you abuse your child, it'll turn out to be a psychotic criminal. And by and large. So by and large, we know that A leads to B, or generally leads to B. So we live in a world of psychology, and we study our own psychology, and it gives us insight to how to develop ourselves, how to weather, as I mentioned earlier today, the emotional stress of our world, how to build a healthy psyche. So there are all these systems that are set in place, and we thrive on those because we need certainty, we need predictability. And the ancient empire of Greece unleashed all that predictability. They were the first people to organize the world, to study these systems, and lend coherence and stability to an otherwise aimless and vulnerable human experience. The Baruch Hashem. Rules of time. You can't go back into the past. The rules of law, of justice. You can't just confess and revert back and then atone for your sins? Tshuva flies in the face of all these rules. Tshuva is the magic. Tshuva is the anti-rule. Tshuva is the ability to take your past and recreate it. Tshuva is the ability to take your filth and expunge it. Become a different person, simply by sincerity, simply by that one tear that you shed. That is antithetical to everything we live through. It's like we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to exploit you. We want to benefit from all your rules. But there's one time in our lives we could care less about your rules. We want to go back and alter rules and invert rules and go back in the time and change our past, which we can't do, and go back in time and simply exonerate or atone for our sins. Tshuva has to precede the world because it has to precede the systems of rules that it debunks, that it flaunts, that it teases. It can't be created after the world is created because then those rigid systems of rules set in. And tshuva is the anti-rule. Tshuva is the reversal of time. Tshuva is the reversal of moral experience, the reversal of guilt. So it has to naturally kick in before all those systems that we live through and live by are put in place, are instituted. So when the Yishalmi says, tshuva kad miliyal ma'apayim shana, it's not part of this world. It's not part of our everyday fabric. It's something magic. Something supernatural, antithetical, anti-rational, irrational. But it's magic. And it's a chance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to perform magic, despite the fact that the rest of our lives were so dependent and so susceptible and so needy of all those rules. So I'll talk a little bit more about what that means, but it's not a given. Not as if it's your birthright to perform tshuva. Not as if it's automatic. It's not part. It's something, it's a reach. You're reaching to a different sphere. You're reaching to a different realm. You're partaking of something which is divine, some gift, some cosmic reality that transcends our place and time. So that's not part of our world. It's a journey to a different place. When I say a different place, I mean mentally and emotionally a different place. It's joy and pride that Hashem gave human beings, not just Jews, the ability to do tshuva. Yom Kippur is our unique day of tshuva. There are two layers to tshuva. There's a universal tshuva. People of Nineveh had the opportunity to do tshuva. It's not a uniquely Jewish experience, but in Yom Kippur, Hashem distilled a unique romance between God and His people because He knew that we'd struggle through history. He knew that we'd fail, and He knew that we'd have the chance to recover. So we'll talk a lot about that. Just think about the Yishalmi and Makos, tshuva kad miliyal ma'apayim shana.